Zakta Eilige Mishnabaita Masechtis Saita Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel. So now we have to write the Megillah. The Shaila is what gets written into the Megillah Saita. The question is between the Pesukim, it's Kedai to get a Chumash maybe, open up to Parshas Nasai, Kapitel Hey, Pasuk Yotes through Chaf Beis. The Tanakhama says parts of these Pesukim, Rabbi Yossi is going to say all of it, and Rabbi Yehuda is going to say very little. So let's read the Pesukim. Kapitel Hey, Pasuk Yotes. Veshbia Oisa HaKoyen, the Koyen is going to be Mashbia her. Basically, the Koyen says the Shvua, she answers Amen. Va'omer le'isha. He's going to say to the woman, Im loy shachav ish oisach, vim loy sotis tumatachas ishech, basically, if you're innocent, then hinoki mimei hamarim, hamarim ha'ela. Then you're going to be proven innocent by these bitter waters. Nothing's going to happen to you, just the opposite. You'll have a bracha from it. Va'at ki sotis tachas ishech. But if you did stray away with someone other than your husband, chinat meisen, you became tamei, v'yitin ish bachas shechavtai, mi balade ishech, someone was with you besides your husband, now pasuk of Aleph. So v'shbia koyin as isha b'shvua sa'ala. The koyin will be mashbia her, and there's going to be a shvua. This is like a shvua and a curse. V'amar koyin li'isha. Yiten Hashem oisach la'ala l'shvua b'teich amech. Hashem will make you like a symbol of curse amongst your people. V'seis Hashem v'sirechech nefeles v'sbitnech tzava. When Hashem will make your thigh to collapse and your stomach to swell. That's what's going to happen. Now, the next Pasuk Chaf Beis is where the Kohen is actually giving the curse. Uvo hamayim hamarim ha'ele b'mayayich, these waters that cause curse shall enter into your stomach, into your insides, latz bois beten v'lan pil yarech, and cause your stomach to swell and your thigh to collapse. V'amra isha, and the woman answers, amen, amen. Zok the Mishnah Bali, the Kohen comes lichtev sa Megillah to write the Megillah. Me is a makim, from which place in the Parsha of Saitu Kaiser should he write it? And the answer is, me im loy shachav ish. From the beginning, Pasuk Yotes, where the Kohen says, im loy shachav ish aysach vim loy sotis tumatachas ishech, hinaki mimei hamarim hamarim e'elah. The water will prove you innocent. And he continues on to the next pasuk of Atki Satis Tachas Ishech. But if you did stray away from your husband, Chinat Meis, V'yitin Ishbacha Shechavtim Yivolada Ishech. But he does not write the beginning of the next pasuk of Hishbia Koyin Asi Isha, B'Shua Sa'Allah, and that V'Omer Akoyin Le'Isha, because that's only a command to the Koyin to be Mashbiya her. He will only continue writing from the middle of the pasuk, where it says, Yitin Hashem Oysach La'Allah L'Shua B'Seich Anech. You're going to be the one that people are going to say, Oy, Oy, like her. And that's going to happen. And then you have the next pasuk, which is the direct curse. Here it's saying exactly what's going to happen to her. Here, the Kohen is talking to her. It's going to come into your insides. This is where he stops. The Ein HaKosev doesn't write the end of the pasuk, where it says, V'amra ha'isha, amen, amen, because that's only her accepting the shvua. Rabbi Yaisi says, lo heya mafsik. Now, don't skip anything. He starts from Imlay Shachav Ish, he writes all the way through till the end of Pasuk Chaf Beis. Rabbi Yehuda says, kol atzmei ein ha'kaisev. The Kohen has to be very careful not to write anything, ella only the direct curse, and that is, Yitin Hashem oisach la'ala ala shvua, b'seich amech, b'seis Hashem es yirechich nefeles, b'sbit nechtzava, vo hamayim ha'mara me'ele b'mayayich, latz bois betem v'lam b'liyarech. Make sure to write only those words. Not the klolis to come because of brachais, not the commands, not the kabbalois, Yehuda Dashin's ha'olois, not the klolis that come as a result of the brachais, just a straightforward klal. The Ein HaKosev also does not write the end of the pasuk where it says, V'amar ha'isha, amen, amen. So Yehuda, he dashes this from the pasuk, ha'olois, just a straightforward klal. The other Tanaim also learned their shitais from the different psukim. So according to the Tanakam, he writes selected parts of the psukim from Yotes through Chav Beis. According to Rabbi Yossi, he writes all of the psukim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only the direct klala. Not the mashmais, not the things we learn out indirectly, but only where the Kohen directly says to her, this is what's going to happen to you. if you are guilty and you don't admit.